Songs been written about train wrecks, people getting killed on trains, etc., etc. Here's one song about a train and an engineer, and nobody got killed, and the train wasn't late, or anything else. It's called Bill Mason. Been on the road all his life. I'll never forget the morning he married himself a wife. He hadn't been mad but an hour when down come a message from Chris, ordering Bill to come down and bring in the night express. By the window, she'll wait for the night express. And if she hadn't done so, well, she'd have been a widow, I guess. Cause there was some drunken rascals who came down off the ridge. They went down to the trestle and they tore all the rails from the bridge. She said there's something wrong. In just about 15 minutes, Bill's train's gonna come along. No time to go to the telegraph, it was too far from home. She just picked up a lantern and started for the tracks all alone. He stopped the night express, and he found little Maggie crying on the track in her wedding dress, crying with delight, still holding on to the light. He come around the curve a flying, Bill Mason's on time tonight.
The Foggy-Headed Woman. I'm going to sing that one for you. I haven't seen one of you down here. She kind of looks like Phyllis Diller in a way. What else can a poor boy do? I drizzle top woman, you can go. My whiskey bill is due and my board bill is too. And my last old dollar done and gone. River take my little rocking chair. Blues overtake me, rock away from here. To your mama next payday. Done all I can do to try to live with you. Oh, you foggy-headed woman, you can go. You frizzle-top woman, you can go. This next one, I won't let your deal go down, and this is Kentucky style, and it was made way back when they had high top shoes and they were button shoes. Do you, any of you remember that day 50, 60, 70 years ago?
Got time for one for Danny?
Okay.
We overlooked one thing, and that is down in front of the Swanee River craft shop, the country store, there's a big old dance going on. And I think that some of these wiggly worms in the audience, this picking and singing bunch from West Palm Beach with Grady Thompson as their leader. Did I say a band? A duet with the pickingest little boy you ever saw in your life. This is the youngest banjo picker we've had to date, and we do welcome him.
Yeah, this is Curtis White back with you from down around West Palm Beach, Lake Worth. Right now he wants to do a little song for you that a friend of ours wrote. He played up here last year, a guy that played banjo named Bill Pine. A lot of you probably remember him. He wrote a song about LSD. I don't need LSD to play country music, and I think Curtis has about learned that song. He wants to do it for you. Sing how they miss me.
I don't need LSD to play country music. I'm just a plain old country boy, as anyone can see. The only trip I wanna take is Nashville, Tennessee. The drug is only for the sick, and I don't have to use it. I don't need LSD to play country music. I only need the guitar, the bass, and the banjo, and I'll make country music anywhere I go. This crazy stuff they talk about, I don't have to use it. I don't need LSD to play country music. I only need the guitar, the bass, and the banjo, and I'll make country music anywhere I go. This crazy stuff they talk about, I don't have to use it. I don't need LSD to play country music. Call Potter's Field. I don't have to use it. I don't need LSD to play country music. I only need the guitar, the bass, and the banjo, and I'll make country music anywhere I go. I was given this life to live, you bet I won't abuse it. I don't need LSD to play country music. No, I don't need LSD to play country music.
Grady's turn to sing a song of his, to sing one of his songs, and he comes up to our house sometimes. We either roast a hog or something. We have a barbecue every once in a while, and all my brothers and sisters and everybody crowds around Grady. Says, "Grady, sing That's My Pa, That's My Pa," and Grady keeps putting it off and off, and he finally sings it, and here he goes.
A little Chip Willie tune called That's My Pa. And really, this is the way it was back home when I was a boy, an old Georgia boy. It used to sound just like this. Now, back in the country where I was born, it was on a little old hillside farm. My pa raised 10 kids, and one of them was me. In the fall of the year when the fields got white, we'd start picking cotton about daylight. On Saturday, Pa, he'd take it all to town. Then late in the evening when things got still, we could hear Pa coming down the hill. He'd rear back and he'd sound off like this. He'd say, "Woo, hoo, hoo, hoo." That's my Pa. we'd go out to meet him with a lantern light, cause the roads got crooked on a Saturday night, and he'd come on down the hill and he'd stop in the yard. He'd climb up on that wagon seat and he'd say, "Boys, I'm hard to beat, 200 pounds of steel and twice as hard." He said, "I'm wild and woolly and full of fleas, and I've never been curried below the knees," and he'd just rear back, he'd bellow out again. He'd say, "Ooh, strong as a mule and about half wild, and I can whip anybody in a half a mile. Of course, there wasn't anybody there but me and little Skeet." He said, "I'm just as tough as a hickory briar, and I can dive deeper and come up drier," and he did it too, right off that wagon seat. Well, it shook Pa up when he hit the ground, and he got up and looked around. He just reared back and let us have it again. He said, "Woo, woo, that's my pa."
Well, we could just go on and on, couldn't we? Isn't it wonderful? Really is, and it gets more wonderfuler as we go along here. Because here's a fella who kind of slipped in. He first posed as a reporter for the Tampa Times. Now, what do you think of that? And he is. He's here in that official capacity reporting for the Tampa Times. But he's more than that, Rick Norcross is. He's a fine singer, and he's known by many far and wide. And we welcome him here for the first time. Nick Norcross, show us what you can do.
A reminder that mental illness strikes every 60 seconds. I was supposed to do "You Mean More to Me Than the Good Old Tampa Times," you see. But then I was torn between that and another song, "She Had a Cracker Face But a Carpetbagging Heart." And then I thought that maybe I should do... "To Him You Were First Fiddle, But You're Second String to Me." And then maybe "She's Sweeter Than a Chocolate-Covered Lard Ball." And all these biggies. But instead, I've been listening to all these fantastic people that have been coming out here and singing for you and playing. And I've noticed that you really haven't been able to get involved in the singing and playing other than clapping your hands and stomping on the foot of the person sitting next to you. Well, I thought that this time I'd give you an opportunity to sing a little bit and kind of warm up the old vocal cords for maybe for the great fried chicken outside or something like that. So I'd like to do a very famous and exciting group song that I kind of put together and swept the country with maybe a couple of years ago. Me and the Hoover Vacuum Cleaner Company, we went all over the place with this little song, and a lot of housewives kind of picked it up. But this is the part where we divide the audience up into 65 parts and do a little group singing. But as it might be a little difficult, we'll try dividing the audience up into three parts and doing three different songs simultaneously at the same time together. Now, I can hear you all scoffing about this thing, but it's true. Here's the way we do it, you see. First, we divide the audience up. Okay, all those of you sitting over here, and of course, you're all group one. You see, you can probably handle that. That's the easiest group, okay? And then everyone over here in the back row, okay, in the bleachers, and everyone in the bleachers over here, you're all group two, okay? And everyone with the $6 seats, you see, down here, right, you're all group three, and the people behind us, back there, you're group three also. And, of course, you're all group two over there, right? Is this too complicated for you? But it'll fall into place as we get going. Now, here's what we do. First, we teach group one their song. It's kind of an old song. You'll all pick it up right away. It's amazing the things you can pick up in a place like this. Corn on the cob, you know, great things. Okay? Group two and group three help group one to learn their song, right? Then we leap over to group two, giving group one a rest, and teach them their song, and group three gets to help out group two, and then I help out group three. Not that they're any more intelligent, but that's just the way it goes, you see, on this thing. So, group one, your song is an old Andy Griffith folk song called the Crawdad Song. Now, for those of you who aren't from Maine, a crawdad is kind of an anemic lobster about that long that sometimes they use for fishing and in some restaurants you can get, you know, kind of things. Okay, now I'll go through the words once and then we'll give it a try. You get a line and I'll get a pole, honey. Remember this? You get a line and I'll get a pole, babe. You get a line and I'll get a pole. We'll go down to the crawdad hole, honey. Oh, baby mine. Now try group one. You get a line and I'll get a pole, honey. Very good. Help out. You get a line and I'll get a pole, babe. Very good. You get a line and I'll get a pole. We'll go down to the crawdad hole, honey. Oh, baby mine. Got it? Fantastic. Okay, now you just sit over there and relax, and we'll move over to group two. This is an old Peter, Paul, and Money folk song, you see, that was made popular a couple of years ago. And this is for people who have rubber lips, because it has a tough middle line. And if you can get this middle line in without garbling the words, it's as good as maybe three or four quarters in speech at the University of
Rick,
Florida.
Please excuse me. A little emergency.
This is your song. Don't worry, group one. I know you forgot it, but you'll get back to it again. Okay. This train is bound for glory, this train. Remember this? This train is bound for glory, this train. This train is bound for glory. Don't carry nothing but the righteous and the holy. This train is bound for glory, this train. I was right about the rubber lips. That's don't carry nothing but the righteous and the holy. Let's try that again, okay? You get a... That's your song, just seeing if you remembered it. Okay. This train is bound for glory, this train. Try it. This train is bound for glory, this train. This train is bound for glory. Don't carry nothing but the righteous and the holy. This train is bound for glory, this train. Fantastic. Okay, now you get a little break. Group three. Aw, shucks. Group three. Now, this is a song I've saved especially for those of you who kind of marched right in here and sat down, and those of us behind me. It's called When the Saints Go Marching In. It was probably... That's it. It's a biggie. It was made popular by the Irish Rebellion, I suppose. Anyway, here's the way your part goes. Oh, when the saints go marching in. Oh, when the saints go marching in. Oh, Lord, I want to be in that number. When the saints go marching in. Fantastic. I guess we don't need to run through that one again. That's great, group three. Okay, now comes the difficult part in the evening, you see. This is the part none of you believe, right? When we put all the groups together, don't worry, lady, the songs. The groups be incredible. Everybody gets up and moves together. Okay, here's the way we do it. First, we start group one singing their song. You forgot your song, group one, but you'll pick it up right away. See, I'll get back to it. Okay, then we have one different group singing one different song simultaneously at the same time together. We leap over to group two, giving group one the sign when to come in. See, when you see this, then you come in. Then we have two different groups singing two different songs simultaneously at the same time together. We leap over to group three, giving group one and group two the sign when to come in. Then we have three different groups singing three different songs simultaneously at the same time together. Then we build to a peak of frenzy, and there's a mad rush to the restrooms, which are located someplace around the other side. But anyway, it works out fine that way. Okay, group one, you ready? Here is it. You get a line and I'll get a pole, honey. A little louder than that now. You get a line and I'll get a pole, babe. Fantastic. You get a line and I'll get a pole. We'll go down to the crawdad hole, honey. Oh, baby, mine. Group two now. This train is bound for glory, this train. Great. You get a line and I'll get a pole, babe. This train is bound for glory. Don't carry nothing but the righteous and the holy. This train is bound for glory. This train. Group three now. Oh, Wenda, you get a line and I'll get a pole, honey. Oh, Wenda, this train is bound for glory. This train. Oh, Lord, I want to be in that number. When the saints go marching in. Now put them together. Oh, Wenda, you get a line and I'll get a pole, honey. You get a line and I'll get a pole, babe.
You get a line and I'll get a pull. We'll go down to the Crawdad Hole, honey. Oh, baby, my last time out. Oh, when the saints go marching in. Oh, when the saints go marching in. Oh, Lord, I want to be in that number when the saints go marching in.
That little summer that he spent with the Von Trapp family in Stowe, Vermont, helped him some, don't you? Favorite groups, the Foggy Mountain Singers from Tallahassee.
A group of country musicians decided they were going to take some contemporary songs and do them in country style, as a lot of jazz musicians have taken songs and done them, to suit themselves. And one of the songs that they missed out of this group that we thought would make a fine country tune is written by a couple of guys from England. Is it the Lennons? No, John Lennon and Paul McCartney.
You might have seen them on Lawrence Welk.
It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog.
I'd like to feature our lead singer, Kathy Rogers, right now on a very beautiful song called Who Knows Where the Time Goes.
Across the morning sky, all the birds are leaving. Ah, how can they know it's time for them to go? Before the winter fire, we'll still be dreaming. I do not count the time. Ooh. heard it sure. Your fickle friends are leaving. Ah, but then you know it's time for them to go. But I